Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Brainwashing Pocket Watch. This file will be a bit like a fantasy. It is a strange story from some time when you needed a present, something special for someone who is a bit more elegant, perhaps, than the average person. And as such, late as it was, you had the idea of buying a pocket watch. There's not many places where you can find pocket watches nowadays, but lucky for you, as you were walking, still caught within your thoughts, you noticed a clock and watch store, still lit, barely open. The orange rays of the sunset shone into the window, reflecting of all the gold, silver, and brass, gears, clockwork, faces, and of course the hands of clock. They couldn't stare back at you the way you stared at them, but somehow you felt watched. As you stepped into the store, that little ting of a bell above the door, old-fashioned just like the rest of the store, announced your entrance. The store was practically empty. The light of the sun still lit up a little bit, while the lighting of the store itself seemed hardly enough to fill it. And, while you were browsing, a man, not nearly as old as you would have expected, approached you, wondering what you were looking for. A gift. A gift for a special someone. Well then, perhaps there is something that I can do for you. See, pocket watches, well, they haven't really been in fashion for a while, but they are still quite classy. And not even that expensive. A simple watch won't set you back for much. Sorry, clockmaker's humor. Now, there are all kinds of watches, and some of them will allow you to look grandiose, while others help you see the time. Some of them remind you, while others playfully deny you the idea of time. In your case, I think I have just the one. Now, I don't know if you're looking just for yourself or someone else special. A gift, of course, is generally even better. And you might enjoy the watch that I'm about to show you. It is, in a way, not that special on the outside. A simple, old, copper design, slightly old-fashioned, with engravings on the back and patterns on the front. And if you pay attention to it, if you look carefully, you might notice that there's something about it that draws your attention. Something about it just seems to pull you in. And as you look, stare deeper and deeper into this magical hourglass, as you keep watching, You feel yourself pulled deeper and deeper into a state that allows me to tell you exactly what to do. And the more deep you go into this state, the more you feel the weight of time, every passing second, the tick and talk slowing down. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 12 to 1. Every hour, every minute, slowly counting down, disappearing into nothingness. Because I know that you're simply looking for the perfect hourglass, seeing the perfect watch before you that draws you in so deeply. 12. Just imagine the counting down of a clock as the hands reach the top. 11. Every count helping you to go deeper. 10. Paying close attention. 9. To every passing second. 8. As I am slowly rewinding time for you. 7. Taking it all back to the beginning. 6. Until there is nothing left. 5. But a completely blank slate. 4. For me to do with as I please. 3. Listening deeper. 2. Watching closely. Just look at the watch as you drop, and as your eyes are closed, listening, following, your eyes still unconsciously tracing the movement of the watch in your mind. It is late, almost too late. Time to find a present, a gift, and you find the shop still open. The sound of the bell above the door wakes you as you listen, and you see around you all these beautiful clocks shining in the sun that has almost fully set. Those golden orange rays barely touch the store at all. And you have this feeling of deja vu, but you're looking for a gift, looking for something nice. And as you make your way around the shop, gazing at the various hourglasses and watches, you see several that draw your attention, but there's one specifically that you're looking for. The owner of the shop gently approaches you, asking if he can help. And you do your best to describe the watch you are looking for. What you've seen, maybe in a dream, in a moment, that has fluttered away. A smile plays on the owner's lips as he nods knowingly and says, "Yes, I think I know which one you mean. Let me get it for you." And you might find that it is indeed as alluring as you remember. Because when you stare at it, when you follow it, looking at the color, the engraving, the metal sheen, or the movement, you might find yourself rapidly drifting away. And this is entirely normal, of course. Such a watch as this is special. It pulls people in, it draws their attention into the nothingness that they desire. They make your mind melt into a wonderful nothingness, an open space, a blank canvas, a tabula rasa for me to fill in. And as you stare deeper and deeper, I am going to count back from 12 to 1, rewinding time, counting the hours that will disappear as you stare. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drop, and let yourself drift away even deeper than before, knowing that it is completely normal to let your mind melt away and enjoy the nothingness. Somehow you could imagine yourself as part of a clock, one tiny gear, part of so many others, polished to perfection, so precise that every second is kept. And while time is slowly rewinding around you, the shape of your thoughts, sharp and angular like the gears themselves, follow the track that is made for them, as natural as anything. And the little sound of a bell above the door rouses you again to awareness, like a waking drop in an ocean of nothingness. And you look around, looking for something. You stepped in here for a gift, you think. But there's something you seek, something you need. You look at the display of pocket watches. Let your eyes dart around the room, trying to find that one that draws you in so deeply. And when it does, you have no chance to resist. Part of you is aware that slowly but surely your mind is being brainwashed to obey, and that you enjoy it. Are you looking for this? Says the owner, hovering the watch in front of you, slowly letting it sway from left to right. Are you gazing at the watch, the time, the ticks and talks of the clock passing by, knowing that if I count down the hours once again from 12 to 1, that I will have won? And you must obey. 10. But no, your mind feels that something is off, as if the time is not ticking by from the right place. Just for a few seconds, you are allowed a bit of resistance until the smile plays again. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and drop nice and deep. The sweet blankness that spreads over your thoughts allows you to go even deeper. And as I count it down a final time, time slows down. The swaying in your mind has stopped. The ticking of the clocks has disappeared. While before there was a rush, a constant sound of ticks and tocks from the store, now it is gone. And sometimes we don't notice things until they are completely as time slows down, your mind slows with it. No space for your thoughts, no time to have. And it allows you to focus on the sensations of your body. Your awareness is so acute, so precise, that even the lightest breeze would be felt by your skin. Mindlessly staring, blank, empty, and obedient, listening, letting the words sink in deeper, following further and further into the shop. The heavy curtains divide the shop and the workplace. The workplace is neat, organized. The heavy table and the many instruments on the wall, all in a perfect place, a perfect order. Order that is slowly dawning on you. Your mind ticks and talks with the precision of a clock, following commands perfectly. While you are under my control, there's much that needs doing. And while you are here, you will help me clean and build, organize and sort, until it is all done and I finally let you leave. The chores themselves are simply tasks, ticks, and talks. They pass by as time does, and the rewards the satisfaction of a job well done is like the chime of an hour. Everything in your body and mind works together, a perfectly built clockwork. And once the tasks are done, you know you will be released into the world again, and it will allow you to feel satisfied, as if you've achieved something important. It is hard to tell how much time has been passing by already, how many seconds, minutes, and hours you've spent under my control. It will seem like no more than a few moments, and yet, once it is time for the final ring of the bell, when you leave the door behind, you will know that it is much longer than that. So, as I count back up, only to 10, because a few hours will be missing from your life, you will hear the bell behind you. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And hear the bell behind you as you feel the door close, the lights turning off as you arrive back in the world, ready to rejoin your life. Perhaps a bit more organized than before. Who knows? What echoes of the clockwork remain? Have fun.